Jack over Quebec City. On September 18, 1759, the British flag was raised above Quebec City. The British fleet returned to England, leaving only a small force to hold the fort. Taking over command of the English expeditionary force was one General James Murray. Both the French and English worked together to avoid starvation during the approaching winter. The Battle of Sainte Foy. In the winter of 1759, the British military looked like anything but conquerors. They had no winter clothing. In fact, more British soldiers died due to exposure, starvation, and scurvy than were killed during the Battle of the Plains the preceding summer. The British had another reason for concern. Even though Quebec was in their control, there was still a large French army stationed in Montreal, 30 kilometers to the south. Montcalm's successor, General François Gaston de Lévis, commanded an army of 7,000 French regulars. To avoid a repeat of the fiasco in the Plains of Abraham, Lévis taught the militia to fight in harmony with his own troops. On the morning of April 28, 1760, Lévis marched 6,500 regular French troops, 300 Canadian, and 83 black soldiers to the Plains of Abraham. He stood in the exact same spot Wolfe had stood 7 months before. General James Murray and his troops stood perched atop Butte-et-Neveu, where Montcalm had marshaled his forces a year before. A repeat of the Battle of the Plains of Abraham was about to take place, except it was called the Battle of Sainte Foy for some reason. Now, General Murray attacked the French before they had fully formed their lines. He had seen how disorganized the French had been during the last battle. He hoped to catch them off guard once again and create chaos this time as well. But Murray made the same mistake that Montcalm had. He had abandoned the high ground, which would have given his guns an advantage in range over the French. The battle ended with a French victory. However, Quebec City remained in the hands of the English.